Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Rekha Gupta assumes charge as fourth woman Chief Minister of Delhi, chairs first cabinet meeting. All northeast states to be connected to Delhi through rail and air by 2027, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets counterparts from Singapore and Brazil on sidelines of G20 foreign ministers meeting in Johannesburg. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet U.S. envoy to Russia and Ukraine in Kiev to discuss path to end the war. And in snooker, Pankaj Advani clinches 14th Asian Championship title in Doha. Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to media after taking charge, Ms. Gupta said the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi.
आज हम सचिवालय में आके मुख्यमंत्री कार्यालय में मैंने चार्ज भी संभाल लिया है और शाम को तुरंत आज की डेट में कैबिनेट की मीटिंग भी रख ली गई है जो मिशन विकसित दिल्ली का है उसको पूरा करने के लिए लगातार काम किया जाएगा एक भी दिन उसमें से व्यर्थ नहीं होगा और एक एक कमिटमेंट जो हमारी दिल्ली से है उसे पूरा करेंगे
Ms. Rekha Gupta chaired her first cabinet meeting at Delhi Secretariat this evening. Major announcements are expected following the cabinet meeting. We have a report.
The main highlights of the swearing-in ceremony today was again taking over of a women chief minister in the city. While the national capital has seen three women CM before, the election of Rekha Gupta as CM reflects the women-led development vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A government has been formed in the city where a woman is leading and several communities are represented in the cabinet. We saw enthusiasm among BJP workers at Ramlila Maidan as the party returned to power after a long period, 27 years. If it talk about the priorities of Rekha Gupta government in the city, the BJP has promised many things in its manifesto, like to give 2500 rupees to poor women, provide gas cylinder at 500 rupees, implementation of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, to open Atal canteens in JJ clusters, and to increase old age pensions to 2500 rupees. It has also promised to continue old schemes and bring efficiency in it. Now, all eyes will be on the cabinet meeting today, where many key decisions are expected to be taken. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new chief minister at the iconic Ramlila Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta and six cabinet ministers, Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Inderaj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dikshit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in New Delhi. Union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and JP Nadda were also present in the meeting. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta were among those who attended the meeting. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that all 8 states of the Northeast will be connected to Delhi through rail and air connectivity by 2027. Addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah underscored that the central government has opened numerous avenues for the Northeast in every field from tourism to technology, sports to space.
केंद्र सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए ढेर सारे बजेटरी प्रोविजन सैकड़ों की संख्या में बढ़ाए हैं 3 गुना 4 गुना बजट नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए दिया है और 2027 तक नॉर्थ ईस्ट के 8 राज्य रेलवे और एयर कनेक्टिविटी से दिल्ली के साथ जुड़ जाएंगे इसका पूरा प्लानिंग हो चुका है रोड कनेक्टिविटी और एरियल कनेक्टिविटी भी पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के हर तहसील तक हम पहुंचा पाएंगे इसका हमें विश्वास
Mr. Shah emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a new dimension to the identity of the Northeast in the whole of India by establishing it as Ashtalakshmi.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट को अष्ट लक्ष्मी के रूप में पूरे भारत में प्रसिद्ध करने का काम किया है. नॉर्थ ईस्ट ये 8 राज्य भारत को हर तरह से समृद्ध करने के लिए सक्षम, चाहे आर्थिक विकास हो, चाहे सांस्कृतिक विकास हो, चाहे देश की सुरक्षा हो, चाहे खेल हो, चाहे रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट हो, हर जगह नॉर्थ ईस्ट के युवाओं के लिए ढेर सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज पड़ी है.
The Home Minister mentioned that since 2014, more than 10,500 militants have laid down their arms in the Northeast and 12 peace accords have been signed in the region between 2019 and 2024. He said many disputes had been going on in the region for decades, but the Modi government took two steps forward and made the youth believe that a lot of opportunities are available for them.
नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने दो कदम आगे बढ़कर सारे युवाओं को विश्वास दिलाया आपके लिए ढेर सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज पड़ी हैं, आइए मेन स्ट्रीम में आइए. और आज भी मैं यहां से अपील करना चाहता हूं, जो बचे खुचे हथियारी ग्रुप हैं उनको मैं अपील करना चाहता हूं, हथियार डालिए और मेन स्ट्रीम में आइए, आपका भारत की विकास यात्रा में स्वागत है.
We now take you live as Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta is briefing the cabinet meeting.
Employment, development, art, culture and language, and tourism. Pankaj Kumar Singh, health and family welfare, transport, information and technology. Ye vibhajan hai hum sabhi ka. अलग अलग विभागों को कार्य जो बांटे गए. आज की जो कैबिनेट मीटिंग हुई उसमें हमने मुख्यतः दो बड़े एजेंडाज पे डिस्कशन किया और उन्हें पास किया, जिसमें सबसे प्रथम आयुष्मान योजना, जो इससे पहले की सरकार ने रोक रखी थी योजना, आदरणीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने पूरे देश में वो योजना दी, परंतु दिल्ली सरकार में आम आदमी पार्टी के चलते वो दिल्ली को योजना नहीं मिल पाई थी. तो आज की पहली कैबिनेट मीटिंग में ही हमने अपनी ओर से आयुष्मान योजना दिल्ली में, जो टॉपअप के साथ 5 लाख का टॉपअप जो हम दिल्ली सरकार की.
Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today held a virtual meeting with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu to discuss the implementation and progress of agriculture and rural development schemes. Talking to the media in New Delhi today, the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister said during the meeting they discussed the issue of the chili farmers in the state.
Today I came here to represent to the Ministry of Farmers about chili farmers issue. This year chili farmers are suffering because of price. Huge losses they are incurring. I asked them to intervene immediately through market intervention. They are having some restrictions, 25% procurement. I asked them to remove that restriction and help liberally.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Indian Railways is taking strict action against miscreants indulging in acts of vandalism and destruction of railway property. The Ministry of Railways said in a statement that on the 10th of this month, some unruly passengers damaged 73 glass windows of AC coaches of the Swatantrata Senani Express at Madhubani Railway Station. In response to this act of vandalism, the Railway Protection Force, East Central Railway, took swift action by registering a case. The inquiry into the case is actively in progress to identify and apprehend other individuals involved in similar incidents of vandalism. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory for online curated content publishers, OTT platforms, and self-regulatory bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory was issued to ensure strict adherence to India's laws and the code of ethics prescribed in the Information Technology Rules 2021. This advisory came after the ministry received references from the members of parliament, representations from statutory organizations, and public grievances regarding alleged spread of obscene, pornographic, and vulgar content published by certain publishers of OTT platforms and social media. A five-member jury panel has been announced to select the semi-final winners of the ongoing Comics Creator Championship, being organized as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES. The WAVES Comics Creator Championship is part of the Create in India Challenge to promote Indian creativity and innovation globally. And now news from Mahakumbh. The central hospital at the parade ground in Prayagraj has been a cornerstone for medical facilities at the Mahakumbh. Special arrangements are in place to ensure quality medical services for the devotees and pilgrims, including 100 beds and round-the-clock services. Our correspondent reports the hospital caters to diverse needs from OPD consultations to ICU care.
The central hospital is staffed by 36 doctors, including specialists working round the clock and offering OPD services. Separate wards for males, females and children are also set up, along with delivery rooms, emergency ward and doctor's rooms. Special tests are also available at the hospital, including OPD, X-ray, ultrasound, as well as arrangements such as ECG rooms and minor and major operation theatres. Integration of cutting-edge technology is being utilized, with the 10-bed ICU equipped with AI-enabled microphones near each bed. Talking to Akashvani News, several patients shared their experiences on getting timely treatment at the central hospital.
Mera naam Adar Shukla hai, main yahi Chitrakoot se hu. Mujhe dikkat thi kaan mein pani chala gaya tha. Maine dikhaya general physician jo the, wo bole ki aao main dekh leta hu. Unhone kuch dawaiyan likhi, jo dawaiyan free mil gayi hain, aur doctor acche the, acha laga.
Aankh check karaya aur power check kiya unhone, to pehle bola ki matlab apna jo chashma lagaya hai usi ko laga ke padho usko. To maine jab padha to mujhe clear dikh raha tha, uske baad बोला तुम्हारी आंख ठीक है, दवाई लिख कर दे दिया और यहाँ पर आकर के ले लिया मैंने।
मेरा यही कंधे का दर्द था, वहीं एक्सरे वगैरह सब हुआ, सारे ट्रीटमेंट में अच्छे से हो गए, सुविधा में कोई दिक्कत नहीं आई हमें।
The healthcare facilities at the Mahakumbh area have provided needful medical services to thousands of devotees from India and across the world. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he will meet U.S. Special Envoy to Russia and Ukraine Keith Kellogg in Kiev today. Keith Kellogg is in Kiev after recent U.S.-Russia talks in Saudi Arabia. Zelensky said he hopes for constructive cooperation with the U.S. Zelensky is ready to meet the envoy a day after a public feud between the Ukrainian and American leaders threatened to derail diplomatic efforts towards peace talks. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Team India were at 173 runs for 4 wickets in 36.5 overs, chasing a target of 229 runs against Bangladesh in their opening Group A ODI clash in Dubai, when reports last came in. Earlier opting to bat first, Bangladesh scored 228 runs, losing all their wickets in 49.4 overs. Meanwhile, star pacer Mohammad Shami became the fastest Indian bowler and second quickest overall to reach 200 ODI wickets during Champions Trophy match against Bangladesh in Dubai today. Indian Q sports maestro Pankaj Advani today clinched the 14th gold medal at the Asian Snooker Championship in Doha. And now, before we end, the bulletin, the headlines once again. Rekha Gupta assumes charge as fourth woman chief minister of Delhi, chairs first cabinet meeting. All northeastern states to be connected to Delhi through rail and air by 2027, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets counterparts from Singapore and Brazil on sidelines of G20 foreign ministers meeting in Johannesburg. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet U.S. envoy to Russia and Ukraine in Kiev. In ICC Champions Trophy, India require 56 runs in 79 balls to win against Bangladesh in opening match in Dubai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.